It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not terrible. Not too bad. 35 degrees outside right now. I understand it's going to get colder before the week is out.
A little bit cooler.
A little bit. Or a lot of bit.
40s, 50s.
Yeah. Those low temperatures are going to get chilly, though.
Yeah. And overnight, it'll get pretty cool. Yeah. Going to see some freezing going on out there.
Yeah, we're supposed to have some frost on the pumpkins this time of the year. Looks like we're going to get there at some point. Brett's in with us this morning. It's sometimes warm in the afternoon, flick the air conditioning back on, then chilly in the morning, flick the heater back on. We're kind of going crossways this time of the year. You getting called for both?
I turned the furnace on in the store for the first time this morning.
Nothing like the fresh smell of sulfur in the morning,
It's pretty chilly in there this morning when I got in.
I'm not sure. Is that a sulfury smell or is that just the dust that's balled up inside the ducts?
Yeah.
Got to blow them out sooner or later. Hey, tell us about Camblin's.
Imagine a furnace that not only makes you feel perfectly comfortable, but will also make you feel even better about your decision month after month. That's the power of the new Lennox SLP98V. At 98.2% efficient, it's the most efficient furnace that you can buy. Because it's engineered to be virtually silent, even at full capacity, it's also the quietest furnace you can buy. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating are proud to offer this furnace as part of our lineup. For an in-home estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. Over the weekend, LaVon and I were visiting on our This Is Your Nishnah Valley program about some different things, and I had was sharing a little information from Libby Kane, who is a Fox Business Network reporter, and it was an interesting article. We just had time to kind of gloss over it real quick, but the article was entitled, Seven Retirement Mistakes to Steer Clear of. How you doing on that retirement plan?
Well, I hope I'm doing all right.
You hope. Yeah, I walk into the front doors of my retirement plan every morning.
I got a 401k, so.
Yeah, so. Where were you going with that?
Well, I guess that's as far as it goes. So,
you know, those clowns in Washington, D.C. can eat that up in a hurry. And when I say clowns...
They tried a few years ago.
Yeah, I know. When I say clowns, I didn't mean to insult anyone who works at the circus, by the way. it's an article about seven mistakes, common mistakes that folks sometimes will make when working toward retirement. Remember the good old days? Well, there aren't any good old days, but remember the days when folks would retire at a certain point, 60, 65, what have you, and then just that would be it. Just enjoy life and do some nice things, and now people retire they retire at 65. They don't retire completely. They end up going back to work to take part-time jobs and what have you, and then high school kids wonder how come they can't find work. It's because grandma and grandpa have those jobs now.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of getting tougher and tougher. So many, so few people anymore seem to just be able to retire and walk away from things and then kind of enjoy the rest of life. You know, whatever your plans are, I guess you try to work toward those. But one of the mistakes that she writes about, she was saying that, first of all, she said, you know, retirement would be great if you could just call up like a retirement planner, but there's no such thing. So what do exist are certified financial planners. So Libby Kane did was talk to a couple of different financial planners and pick their brains a little bit of some of the most common mistakes that some of their clients make so that other folks hopefully don't make those same mistakes. Well, one of the first mistakes people will make is operating without a goal. You know, are you just putting money away? Even my folks, they didn't really even start thinking about retirement until they were 40. But, you know, back in the day, you could do that, and you could still reasonably make, you know, the money that you need to. And there was also a pretty good time through the stock market in there, too, where you could really go off and go crazy. If you invested properly, oh, boy, some of those early tech stocks, you know, the IBMs and some of those of the world, made some folks an awful lot of money. But, you know, nowadays it seems like people have to start thinking about retirement almost before they start getting that first job out of college. You can't goof around anymore and worry about it later. And estimating how much money you need to save can be pretty tricky. She writes, it doesn't mean you should go in blind, though. It's a recipe for disaster if you don't have a good idea what you're doing. So what they say is that many people that they see save for retirement without really any particular goal in mind, which can keep them behind schedule and then coming up way short when it's time to quit your day job. So to estimate how much money you'll need after you stop working, they talk to a figure called the replacement ratio. And what that is how much of your income do you need to replace for each year that you're retired? And they quote here, for a financially secure retirement, meaning that you're neither on a tight budget nor are you splurging on cruises and five-star restaurants, they recommend that you should plan to replace 70% of your former income, although that figure can vary based on your overall financial picture. So if you're the type who's going to drastically reduce your living expenses and keep yourself on a tight rein once you retire, you could probably make do with about 60%. But then again, they say depending upon your individual circumstances, that all can change. And if you want to live just as you're living now, plus maybe some, throw in a couple of amazing around-the-world trips or, you know, what have you, you should estimate replacing about 80 to 100% of your former income. And then from there, just work backward. How much do you need to save now to be able to get there? Now, they say that many brokerages offering retirement plans have calculators right on their websites, which allow you to plug in facts like how long you'll have until retirement and show how much your savings could grow in that time. And you know, those calculators can help you with a rough estimate. You might want to work with a financial planner to make sure you're really on track there, too. So important to have some sort of a plan. Second biggest problem that mistakes that folks make is procrastinating. Kind of like we said up front, you know, it used to be you could work for a while and not too worry too much about things. Get the kids through school and then worry about your retirement. Well, don't have that kind of luxury anymore. You know, they've got years to go. It's, you know, things are great, but, you know, nobody but the retirement planner really wants to think about retirement at all. But when it comes to saving for it, you got to start early. It's a big advantage. And they say that they work with a lot of people who put off saving for the future just like any other chore. You know, I'll do it after I get that promotion or after I'm earning some more or after I've got a bigger dent taken out of my student loans, things like that. But when you keep putting it off, it's all too easy to get to retirement and then find out you don't have nearly enough saved up. So they recommend opening an account as soon as possible and setting up an automatic contribution from your paycheck, no matter how small it might be, even if you only do like 1% to start with. That won't get you to retirement, but at least get you closer than you were. So to make sure that you continue increasing your contributions, they suggest setting a monthly, biannual, or annual calendar reminder up to up what you're contributing by another percentage point or two. Now, sometimes you can even automate this through your retirement plan. So you don't want to realize 5 years before you plan to retire that you're behind on your goal. You know, if you put away 10% now, it'll be a lot less painful than having to put away, say, 50% later, plus the loss in compound interest that you would have accrued over time. Another common mistake people make is approaching retirement with outsized home costs. Entering retirement with a mortgage isn't necessarily a bad thing, but entering retirement with a mortgage or even a home equity loan that you can't afford, that could be a potential disaster. They say they see too many people that have too much in real estate debt at the time of their retirement. You know, a certain amount of debt is manageable. It's even good, but massive debts can lead you to... Well, you're covering your retirement costs. It's pretty tricky. And as retirees with that much debt need to set aside much more money than someone who's paid off their major loans to pay down their housing costs. So prioritizing pre-retirement repayment of that debt might be a big goal that you might want to set. Another common mistake some folks make is being unaware of whether you have an employer match. Some employers offer what's called matching, where they, you know, match a percentage of the amount that you contribute to your employer-sponsored retirement plan. And essentially, your employer is paying you to make a smart financial move. If they offer that incentive and you're not taking advantage of it, maybe you don't know it's an option, well, then you're giving away free money. So ask about those kinds of things, too. You know, now, there are some other common mistakes that people make, too. One is choosing the wrong tax strategy. Everyone's situation is different, so you want to take a look at some of those things. Do you have tax-deferred money that you're putting away now, Roth IRAs where you pay the taxes now? Is that a better deal for you? Everybody's individual experience is different there. And another one, a mistake they talk about, is neglecting to consolidate your accounts. you know, over the course of your maybe 40 or so year history and of work, maybe you've worked at a few different places. Maybe you have a few different accounts set up in different places, and that can be a little awkward. Sometimes it's better to take a look at those things, maybe consolidate those. And then the last of the common mistakes that they say people make, and boy, do we see that a lot these days, and that's why I wanted to get to this one quickly, is putting your kids before your retirement. You see that all the time, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, you know, when I went to college, I had no expectation that my folks were going to help me. None whatsoever. I mean, they didn't feel bad about not helping me because I didn't expect them to. It was my decision to go to college. It's my education. I'm going to pay for it. I'll figure it out. But it seems like the thinking is completely different nowadays. Everybody seems to feel like they have to pay for their kids' college education, and it's really putting a cramp on their retirement plans. You know, every parent wants what's best for their kids, but, you know, they suggest that when that comes at the expense of your own retirement fund, you might need to find other ways to help out. Putting your own savings on hold to help out your children with large expenses like college or rent, which can set your retirement savings back by years. So you may want to remember that it's kind of a tricky subject, but the most important thing you can do for your kids is make sure that you're self-sufficient so that you won't have to rely on them when you're a little bit older for your financial support. You know, instead of giving in to the urge to write a check for your kids, they suggest recommending that young adults take ownership of their decisions to find a home or a school within their budget. They say it pains me when I see parents whose intentions are awesome, but not maximizing their retirement opportunities because they want their children to be successful. You got to find a balance there somewhere. Too many people slip up on their retirement plans because they've gone overboard on helping out the youngsters. And yikes, if you run out of money or ways to support yourself in your older years, then you kind of turn around and become kind of a financial burden toward the kids. And then, so how did you really help them, you know, in the end, is I guess their point. So some common financial mistakes when folks start thinking about planning for retirement. Where are you right now? Might want to take stock of some of those things and see if you are where you thought you would be at this point. And if not, how do you get there? I'll turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us more about Candlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
When your neighbor tells you that your air conditioner is running in the wintertime, you can show him how smart you are by explaining that it's not an air conditioner but a new Lennox heat pump. If you think saving 40 to 60% on your energy bill is a smart thing, you should think about a new Lennox air-to-air heat pump. Any system can be adapted to this new state-of-the-art equipment. Your neighbors will be envious of your intelligence, and you can set back in a nice warm house this winter knowing that the heat bills are much less than they would have been with conventional equipment. Give us a call for a free estimate. In Harlan at 755-3286 and in Atlantic at 243-1512. The thought of the day comes from C.S. Lewis today. Isn't it funny how day by day nothing changes, but when you look back, everything is different?
Boy, isn't that true?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.